Well, let's check some high school sports around the area. First, last night, a few things did get in before the rainfall here. In track and field last night, Tri-Center hosting a co-ed invitational track meet. In the girls' action last night, Trainer wins the team title with 126 points. Tri-Center the runner-up with 94. Carroll was third with 86 points. Woodbine placing fourth with 82. And Kemper Catholic with 33 points, tied for fifth with Fremont Mills. AHST, Missouri Valley, and Underwood, along with Clarinda Academy, round out the top 10. Charter Oak Ute, West Harrison, and Nottoway Valley finish off the 13-team field in that girls' event. On the boys' side at Tri-Center last night, St. Albert wins the team title with 103 points. Trainer, the runner-up, with 92. Riverside placing third with 73. Fremont Mills with 64 points was fourth. Tri-Center placing fifth with 55. Thomas Jefferson, Underwood, AHST, West Harrison, and Westwood round out the top 10 in that action last night. High school golf last night. In girls action, it was Exira EHK winning a triangular. They posted a 240 total. West Central Valley with 250, the runner-up. I-35 had 296 for third. Cassidy Beeson of Exira EHK was medalist. She shot the low round of 52 last night. Also in boys action, it was West Central Valley topping Exira EHK in a duel, 189 to 196. Nolan Parker was medalist for Exira EHK, posting the low round of 42 last night. Also in high school soccer last evening, in girls action, it was Abraham Lincoln dumping Atlantic 7-0. Maren McNeese with 25 saves in the net for the Trojans, while Alicia Hinsman led defensively with 11 interceptions, and Alyssa Becerra had 8 steals for Atlantic. In boys action, it was West Central Valley defeating Missouri Valley by a score of 7-1. Well, the weekly Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union soccer rankings out, and here's a look at the second rankings list of the year. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption remains the number one rated team, with Waterloo Columbus Catholic number two, Bishop Heland Catholic of Sioux City number three, Dubuque Wallert number four, and St. Albert checking in at number five. The Catholic schools dominating the top five in that list. Also, it's Tri-Center checking in at number 14. They're 3-0 in the early season. In Class 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is the number one rated team. Glenwood is up a notch to number four in this week's poll, while Lewis Central stays put at number nine in the 2A rankings. Bettendorf is top ranked in the large school class this week. Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, and Drake will play a basketball doubleheader in Des Moines in each of the next four seasons. The Hawkeyes will face UNI, and the Cyclones will play Drake at Wells Fargo Arena on December 15th of this year. Iowa State and UNI will then play each other in 2013, with Iowa facing Drake. This year's matchups will then be repeated in 2014. Now, that doubleheader will replace the annual matchups that Iowa and Iowa State had with both UNI and Drake of the Missouri Valley Conference. Tickets for next year's event will range from $25 to $70 and be valid for both games. Iowa and Iowa State will maintain their annual series, with next year's game to be played in Iowa City. Drake is one of eight teams set to play in the annual Anaheim Classic Basketball Tournament this November. The Bulldogs will join NCAA tournament teams California, St. Mary's, and Xavier, NIT participant Drexel, along with Rice, Georgia Tech, and Pacific. Drake will play three games over 4 days starting on November 22nd. Those first-round pairings will be announced in July. Colorado State introduced Larry Eustace as its basketball coach on Thursday. The 56-year-old Eustace comes to the Rams from southern Mississippi, where he directed the Golden Eagles to a 25-9 record, including 11-5 in Conference USA, and the school's first NCAA tournament appearance since 1991. Southern Mississippi was 142-113 in 8 seasons under Eustace. During 19 seasons overall, he's 402-258 at Idaho, Utah State, Iowa State, and Southern Miss. Eustace, the 19th coach at Colorado State, replaces Tim Miles, who left the Rams March 24th to take the job at Nebraska. Miles led the Rams this season to the NCAA tournament. It's been a long road for Eustace, who rebuilt and restored his career at Southern Miss. He resigned at Iowa State in 2003, shortly after photos of him partying with students surfaced on the web. In the NBA last night, it was Detroit beating Charlotte 109-85. The LA Clippers topping Minnesota 95-82. Chicago in overtime 96-86 over Miami. San Antonio beat Memphis 107-97, while Dallas dumped Golden State 112-103. Miami Heat guard Dwayne Wade says money is not his motivation for the London Games this summer, and he doesn't want to be paid to go to the Olympics. Wade was quoted Wednesday saying he thinks guys should be compensated for playing over the summer and noted the schedule demands of being an Olympian. He says he was responding to a question about Olympians being paid and never said he needed to be paid to play. Wade later tweeted that pride for his country motivates him more than any dollar amount. In the National Hockey League playoffs last night, it took more than 83 minutes of hockey to decide it, but the San Jose Sharks have stolen the opener of their first-round playoff series against the St. Louis Blues, who lost only 6 games in regulation at home all season. Martin Havlat scored his second goal of the game, 3:34 into the second overtime, and the Sharks' 3-2 victory. Also yesterday, Martin Hansel scored 9:29 into overtime. The Phoenix Coyotes opened the playoffs with a 3-2 overtime win over the Chicago Blackhawks. Chris Kelly scored on a long slap shot a minute 18 into overtime, and defending Stanley Cup champion Boston beat the Washington Capitals 1-0, while Marian Gaborink and Brian Boyle scored minutes apart in the second period to break open a tight game as the top-seeded New York Rangers opened their first-round Eastern Conference Series with a 4-2 win over the Ottawa Senators. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, so far, the St. Louis Cardinals are doing just fine without Albert Pujols, and they don't seem to miss Tony La Russa much either. The World Series champions are off to a nice start heading into today's home opener against the Chicago Cubs. During their impressive 5-2 start on the road under new manager Mike Matheny, the Cardinals have gotten plenty of clutch hitting and pitching. The Cards lead the National League with a .301 average, and their 12 homers, 37 runs, and .371 on-base percentage were the best in baseball through Wednesday. David Freese and Rafael Furcal are hitting above .400. Kyle Loesch is 2-0 with a 1.35 earned run average, and Jake Westbrook didn't allow an earned run in his first outing. Adam Wainwright is set to pitch in the home opener today, opposing the Cubs' Jeff Samardzija. We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on KJAN, the pregame, getting things started at 12:30 today. Now, Cardinals first baseman Lance Berkman could miss this weekend's series with the Cubs with a left calf strain. An MRI showed no significant problem for Berkman, who said yesterday that the calf was much improved from a day earlier when it was very sore. He considered himself to be day-to-day. Manager Mike Matheny said Matt Carpenter and Daniel Descalso could fill in at first base, while Berkman is out. Cards facing the Cubs this afternoon. Well, yesterday it wasn't a win for the ages at Coors Field, or for the aged. Madison Bumgarner scattered 4 hits over 7 1/3 innings and took a no-hit bid into the 6th in the Giants' 4-2 win over the Colorado Rockies. At age 49, Jamie Moyer failed in his second attempt to become the oldest pitcher to win a Major League game. Elsewhere in the National League, Shane Victorino and Ty Wigginton homered. Joe Blanton pitched 7 strong innings, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 3-1. The Washington Nationals have won their home opener, their first time since 2008, a 3-2 win over Cincinnati. Matt Garza pitched 3-hit ball for 8 2/3 innings, and the Chicago Cubs sent Zach Greinke to his worst beating in a year and a half in an 8-0 win over the Brewers. Chris Capuano struck out 7 in his first home game with the L.A. Dodgers, as they beat the Pirates 3-2. Ian Kennedy struck out 9 6 innings to stay perfect for his career against San Diego, as the Padres post a 3-1 win. Arizona posted a 3-1 win over the Padres. In the American League, 27-year-old birthday kid Brennan Bosch drove in 4 runs to lead the Tigers to their 5th win in their first 6 games, 7-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Justin Morneau's 2-run go-ahead homer in the 8th capped a Twins rally from 6 down as they beat the LA Angels 10-9. Michael Young hit a 2-run homer and had 4 knocked in to help Derek Holland do his first win of the season as Texas beat Seattle by a score of 5-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat Albuquerque 8-2, Omaha over Round Rock 5-4 yesterday. Both Iowa and Omaha hit the road today, Iowa at Round Rock tonight, while Albuquerque will host the Omaha Storm Chasers this evening. The New Orleans Saints have named Joe Vitt as interim coach despite facing a six-game regular season suspension for his role in the club's bounty system. New Orleans general manager Mickey Loomis says in a release that Vitt will take over Monday. That's the day head coach Sean Payton begins serving a year-long suspension that'll run through the 2013 Super Bowl. Vitt, who's the Saints' assistant head coach and linebackers coach, has stepped in as an interim head coach before, including last season when Payton broke his leg. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.